Welcome to Your Classicals Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black. From APM, I'm Tessful Wondemagnieu. You might be familiar with the ragtime piano tunes of Scott Joplin, but did you know he composed opera and ballet music too? Joplin was born just a few years after the Civil War ended. His father was a formerly enslaved man from North Carolina. His mother was a freeborn woman from Kentucky. When Joplin was a child, his family moved to Texarkana on the Texas-Arkansas border. Joplin's natural musical talent had a chance to emerge wherever he managed to find a piano to play. A local music teacher in Texarkana gave him his first lessons about European musical forms, including opera. By the time Scott Joplin reached his early 20s, he was working in a minstrel troupe, playing piano and cornet. Eventually, Joplin settled in Sedalia, Missouri, where he attended music college. He started writing and publishing piano rags at the turn of the 20th century. Ragtime music developed from African-American work songs, gospel songs, and dance. In 1899, he published the Maple Leaf Rag, named for the Maple Leaf Social Club for Black Men, which opened in Sedalia the year before. It was his most successful rag during his lifetime and provided him with a little bit of cash. He wrote around 50 rags in all, which earned him the title the King of Ragtime Writers. Scott Joplin moved to St. Louis in 1901. The city became a mecca for ragtime music, but Joplin had way bigger ambitions. Scott Joplin composed an opera called A Guest of Honor about the visit of Booker T. Washington to the Roosevelt White House. Unfortunately, the score is lost. It was confiscated by bill collectors as a punishment to Joplin. Although popular and respected as a composer and teacher, Joplin, like many black musicians of that time, was never fully included in white society. He moved to New York and began work on his opera, Tremonisha. It was set after the Civil War in his former home of Texarkana. The title character is an educated black woman in a community where a shady group called conjurers terrorize the people. Eventually, she defeats ignorance and superstition with knowledge and forgiveness. At the time, it was virtually impossible for Joplin to get his opera produced, so he ended up playing all the music from the score for a concert production in Harlem. Tremonisha was finally given a complete performance in 1972, with the Atlanta Symphony under Robert Shaw. Joplin died on April 1st, 1917. He was only 48 years old. His grave was left unmarked until 1974. The Sting won Best Picture at the Oscars that year. Joplin's ragtime music was featured prominently in the soundtrack, and that's when ASCAP placed a small marker over his grave. Scott Joplin's life was a struggle, yet he and his music opened the door for many other black musicians and artists to make their way in a racially segregated nation. This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM, with thanks to producer Dan Nass, technical director Johnny Vince Evans, and assistants from Julie Amacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. I'm Tesfa. You can hear more on yourclassical.org.